from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I'll be candid with my week one. Because of our history against the Steelers, I am worried about Pittsburgh. Because if I'm Mike Tomlin, I go into my locker room right before the game, and I can say, guys, these guys don't beat us, so let's not let it happen today. There's a history of Steelers dominating Atlanta that goes back into the 60s and 70s that is still around. I mean, we just struggle against that organization. But against this lineup, the Steelers have never had a talent level. My concern for this game in particular is, are we still a little rusty? Because I haven't seen anybody that I want to see play in preseason games. And we've talked about that ad nauseum, right? We all know what that is. But how quickly do we get the rust off to where that seam route to Kyle Pitts or to Drake London is complete instead of it bouncing off fingertips like what we've seen with rusty teams playing week one at the high school, college, and now at the pro level? But the fact that they've been talking about the Super Bowl, the fact that they talk about winning the division, the fact that they talk about all this hard work is going to pay off, that's where I'm just thrilled for this year, because I think the talent level and the expectation and a new coach, a new environment, a new culture that is going to be exciting to watch.
Besides quarterback, which is obvious, what area of this team do you think will be the most improved? Will it be the secondary? Will it be the pass rush? Will it be the running game? What area do you think is going to be most improved?
Defensive pressure? Absolutely. I think a healthy Grady Jarrett last year, which we didn't see, could have gotten a few extra sacks with David Omanyala, but then Matthew Judon, are you kidding me? And you got a secondary that if they cover just a little bit longer, that forces the quarterback to hold it. I'm calling it collateral damage, John. That's my name for this line. You have the doomsday defense of the Purple People Eaters minus collateral damage. Matthew Judon said in his press conference, he says, I'm going to be a guy that's going to kind of ping-pong the quarterback around. I'm going to create pressure where he's going to need to move, and that's where Grady, that's where David Omanyala, that's where maybe a blitzing Caden Ellis or Troy Anderson, if they decide to go up the middle. That's what I'm absolutely thrilled about, the Judon experience. You know, getting him here, how we signed him, and his ability to get to the quarterback is going to be something that we've been missing here for quite a long time. People make connections with John Abraham or with Patrick Kearney, and it's been a while since we've had somebody. I don't put Vic Beasley in that same era because Vic was a one-move-only guy. And, yeah, he got 14, 15, 16 sacks. He was good, don't get me wrong, but Judon is a difference maker, and I'm so glad that he decided to sign here. Justin, just a couple days later. This is a defense that really we can play with anybody right now, and we couldn't do that in the past 4, 5, 8 years, not since the Super Bowl.
Harper LaBelle, one of my co-hosts on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show next Sunday, or this Sunday actually, at 9 a.m., off Northside Drive with Joe Patrick Harper and myself. Falcons and the Steelers. You talked about the Steelers. Let's go back to this here because, you know, they're in what I think is without question the toughest division in the NFL. That would be the AFC North, in a division with the Ravens and the Browns and the Bengals. And so they're going to be in a lot of fights this year. So this game becomes probably a little bit more important to them in a way because they cannot really afford to give up any ground from the jump, where I think the Falcons are the favorites in the NFC South. There's some people picking the Steelers to finish last. Now, that's relative. I mean, they could still be 9-8, 10-7 to finish last in a division that's just loaded. So this is a really critical game for them, and they're going to have some – everybody says, oh, Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson and Kirk Cousins are all making their debuts. Well, Arthur Smith and Russ Wilson are making their debuts too. So, I mean, there's that too on the Pittsburgh side. What do you expect out of Russ and Arthur Smith and what the Falcons will face in the Steelers' attack?
Well, what was Russell Wilson known for? His ability to scramble, to buy extra time in the pocket, and throw a ball like a shortstop and hit somebody downfield for about 40 or 50 yards. When he was not able to do that in Seattle, and we all thought that that would happen forever because it took place from his rookie season. When he first went in, he steps up and he throws and makes big completions, and now Seattle is relevant, and they're Super Bowl contenders, and they go to the Super Bowl. They win one, they lose one. And when that guy gets a little bit old, we're going to make a change. And they did. And so the Steelers are getting the collateral damage from what happened in Denver, where he couldn't make it happen there. I think Denver is regretting that decision big time. So I'm sure there's some apprehension amongst Steeler faithful with, is this really the right guy, or did we just pick up somebody else's garbage and just put it in our lineup? So you get Justin Fields, and now there's folks, I mean, from day one, from practice one, John, they're going to, well, if Russell has an incomplete pass, put Justin in. So they've already got their own quarterback controversy. And how Tomlin handles that, how Arthur Smith handles that, that's their business. But we didn't see him.
We'll
he was injured.
Packages? I mean, do you because we kept hearing some fans, you know, and the Steelers were denying it, but some fans were coming back, some of the reporters were coming back saying, yeah, the Steelers can deny it all they want, but there are packages for Justin Fields. Do you think we'll see those?
Sure. Of course there are. And it, you know, it depends on how Russell plays. He's got a bad calf. That was holding him out of some early training camp stuff. So if he re-injures that, then they better be ready for that. And that absolutely includes preparing for certain packages, maybe a series or two, maybe a quarter or two, and all of it that we prepare for that Atlanta doesn't prepare for, and we catch him by surprise. Different things that Justin does well, they're going to put him in situations where he can do that. You know, they didn't protect him very well in Chicago. At least that's my opinion. And that's one of the reasons that he struggled, is he's running for his life on numerous plays, and then he gets knocked down heavily, and he's hurt. He's not injured to the point where he comes out of the game, but he's not playing at 100%. He's been dinged up. But you give him a healthy line, you give him some time to throw, you know, let's see what he can do. And I think the Steelers are in that situation. They're not going to tell anybody about it. And Zach Robinson didn't tell anything. He didn't give any signals of what the Falcons were going to do. So I understand that part of it. We all do. But is there a plan for the Steelers to have multiple packages with different quarterbacks? You better believe it. Absolutely.
We're talking with former NFL player Harper LaBelle, of course, former Falcon, and a co-host of the Wait For Tailgate Show with Joe Patrick and myself. Wait For Tailgate Show this Sunday, 9 a.m. off Northside Drive ahead of the opener at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And a couple of questions about the NFL for Harper. Harper, I'm curious, first off, though, before we get into the NFL, which side of the ball, in your opinion, of the Atlanta Falcons, which side of the ball is the better side of the ball? I mean, you have 5 to 6 to 7 Pro Bowl candidates on either side of the ball. Which is the strength of the team?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The offense or the defense?
Well, I think the residing strength of the team from last year that carries over into this year is the offensive line. And that, to me, is the key for everything. If you got an offensive line that can either run and move forward and do so efficiently, and the Falcons were pretty good running the ball last year, you got to love that. If you can protect the quarterback and keep him from getting sacked or just give him a little extra time to get the ball downfield, we could always be better. Everybody can. But I think that's the key. And if you've got a quarterback that's coming off of an Achilles injury and doesn't really – you know, he's going to move, but I don't want him to. If I'm Raheem Morris, if I'm John Fricke, if I'm Harper LaBelle, I want to keep him in the pocket and just let him do what he does best to the receiving core that he's got around him, especially if we're able to go over the top. That to me, speaks volumes in terms of this is what the Falcons are. It's part of their identity, who they are. Yes, they've made great improvements on defense, but I think the strength of the team from the question is basically the offense.
All right, let's switch to the NFL here. We have the opening game on Thursday night, the Chiefs and the Ravens. That's followed by the Friday night Packers and Eagles game. Boy, I tell you what, that's a heck of a way to start with two great games here. The Chiefs and Ravens, I look at it, Harper, and I think the Chiefs, you know, going for yet another Super Bowl. They've been the dominant franchise in the NFL, sort of the Georgia Bulldogs of the NFL here. It's kind of mirrored each other, the rise of the Chiefs and the Bulldogs at the same time. But if I have to favor somebody right now, it might be John Harbaugh and the Ravens. And I think that they're going to have a big year here. But, boy, you talk about a great game to start. This is about probably – this could well be the two best teams in the NFL.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And if you lose this game, big deal, right? Because you're going against one of the best teams in the league. Ravens are the only team in the division that won a preseason game. Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh all 0-3, which doesn't mean much, you know, what I'm saying in terms of, you know, who you've seen and all that. But really that division, as you mentioned before the break, is one of the most solid in the league. And you better be good each and every week. I like the Ravens. I used to play for them. I understand their culture and how they do things. It's a super organization, but I don't know if they're going to – is this going to be another Super Bowl hangover? Remember how we had to deal with that in Atlanta for 4 or 5 years? The press kept talking about Atlanta and the Super Bowl hangover and 28-3 and all that stuff. The Chiefs haven't had a whole lot of time to recover for the past 4 or 5 years. And do they have enough to get them to the next level again this year? Yeah, if you got Patrick Mahomes, I think so. I mean, name anybody else in the league right now who, if you're down by 15 points with the beginning of the fourth quarter and you don't have the ball, who's going to do a better job of keeping you in a ball game and getting you 16 points to win it? Mahomes is amazing. So, yeah, it starts with that. You've got a playoff game on Friday with the Eagles technically hosting a game down in Brazil. The NFL's trying to grow and get eyes in different parts of the world, and that'll be interesting how the field and everything works out there. But exciting games all weekend, and we've got one here in Atlanta. But, yeah, it starts with Baltimore, and that to me is a very good team going against another very good team.
Yeah, I'm not real happy about this Brazil game. I'm glad my team is not playing in it. Harper, I got to be candid with you. I think the NFL is trying too damn hard. Stop trying so hard.
Well, if you held a $100 bill up and looked at it, that's the goal. That's what they're trying to do is to create growth at a basketball-type level to make it an international game. There's going to be some flag football in the Olympics, and what better way to get more eyes than going down to a foreign country and playing? They've had nothing but problems, though, with the field, with the pitch, if you will, and the grass, everything that is a part of just putting the game on for the players. The Mexico game was a debacle a couple years ago. They've had some problems in Germany and in England over the years. It's gotten better, but I don't know what to expect. And I agree with you, John. I wouldn't want to have to make that trip, especially in a game that counts, maybe an exhibition game. But the league has decided that the exhibition games don't get the same attention and you don't get the same amount of fans. So they're trying to grow the game. I get it. But, yeah, heaven forbid if I'm in Green Bay or Philadelphia having to make that trip and then coming back and then getting ready for week two.
Yeah, it's a 12-hour flight from Green Bay to São Paulo. 12 hours. I mean, that, you know, if you've never taken a 12-hour flight, they could take the wind out of your sails for a few days. So, yeah, we'll see how it kind of affects these teams here. We're talking with the former NFL player, Falcons player, of course, Harper LaBelle, as we talk NFL football here and get ready for the season opener on Thursday night between KC and Baltimore. Do you see the NFL this year, Harper? The way I kind of look at it is you have these top four that everybody likes to talk about, Kansas City Ravens, 49ers Lions. That's fine. They are the four at the top of the heap here as kind of a group, and everybody says, well, they're the teams to beat, which, again, is fine too. But I kind of look at it and think, I think this is a little more wide open. I think there's a place for the Bengals or maybe the Packers, the Eagles, the Texans, the Dolphins, maybe even the Falcons. I think there's a place for somebody else or two or three other teams to be looking at, you know, the possibility of making a serious run at a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, maybe the folks in Jacksonville or even in Houston are going, is this our year? Can we go deeper into the playoffs? Can we get to the championship game? Is Joe Burrow going to be enough in Cincinnati? You know, what are you going to get with the Bills this year? Are they going to be able to get close enough to get over that hurdle for the time that they need to? Miami and Tua, just the AFC. You know, what are you going to get in Las Vegas this year? Is Harbaugh going to help the Chargers, who have had talent for years, to be able to get to that next level? So there's, what, six or seven teams just in the AFC that have a realistic chance of advancing and maybe playing in the AFC championship game, maybe not getting the Super Bowl, but being in the right direction or changing the direction from where they've been. NFC side, same type of thing. Is Dak going to be the guy this year, finally? Are the Eagles going to get to the next step? Are they going to fade like they did last year? And imagine being a fan in Chicago right now if they win week one. They were 4-0. They scored 115 points in four games. They left their starters in. They're trying to make a change there in Chicago. Now, I'm not making them a playoff team, but just think of how excited that city would be if the Bears are 4-2, you know, 7-3 after 10 games. But they got to get through Detroit, and they're for real. I don't know what was going to happen down in Swampland. Tampa Bay re-signed Baker. They've got a chance. Are the Rams in Seattle going to fight against San Francisco? Wide open at the beginning of the year like it always is, John. But, you know, it'll settle into something where we'll know whether we're right or wrong after about week 7, 8, 9. And the teams that you've mentioned as well as the ones that I have a legitimate chance. And Atlanta is one of those.
Yeah, I've been on record here as saying, I'd be concerned if I were a fan of a couple of teams. One is the Dallas Cowboys. I think that, you know, the problems that exist there when Dak is saying, I'm not listening to Jerry Jones anymore, and CeeDee Lamb is, you know, finally getting paid but unhappy, and, you know, Dan Quinn is gone, and it's just not working out for McCarthy. Still there. I don't know if he'll be there by the middle of the season or not. I don't know what's going on with the Cowboys. If I were a Cowboys fan, I would be like, can we just blow this thing up and start over again? Because what we got going on now just is not going to work. This whole thing about the Cowboys are going to make a run to a Super Bowl. I saw somebody say, Cowboys are going to make a run to a Super Bowl. I'm like, they're buying tickets and driving to New Orleans? Because that's the only way they're seeing the Super Bowl.
They have eternal hope that is brighter than the rest of the league there in Dallas. I would agree that the locker room issues that they're having, not signing CeeDee Lamb, not extending Dak, they've got money issues, right? They've got some problems whether or not this is the right guy. I think their offensive line has been slowly taken apart piece by piece. That, to me, is a tremendous factor. You lose Ezekiel Elliott and some of these other stars that were so good for such a long time in their bright future, you know, from years ago, that, you know, this is going to be who Dallas is for years as part of their identity, and now they're gone. I'm not saying it's a hot mess, but A few wins alone won't fix the problems. Because Jerry loves to talk about all the things that are going on. He's very open and candid about that. Sometimes he just needs to not tell everybody what he had for dinner. I don't care. You know, just are we going to win and win a home playoff game? Dallas has been waiting for decades for something like that. So they've got some issues there, absolutely. And I think Philadelphia surpassed them. And don't be surprised if Jaden Daniels in Washington turn some heads and do some things. That kid is amazing, and I'm excited to see him in the league now. And I'm not excited to have to play against him, but Dan Quinn might have a nice little recipe offensively going that nobody's going to be talking about early. But by middle of the season, if this thing works out, he stays healthy and goes through the rookie blitzing and secondary changes and a few interceptions, and he gets through all that, he's going to be something.
All right, let's end this, Harper, and I appreciate your taking time on a Labor Day. By going back to the beginning of this segment here and talking about the Falcons this year, you know, how excited you are, how nervous you are, how cautious you are. What are your expectations in terms of getting to 0-0 and a home playoff game?
Oh, wow. Well, that's an interesting perspective. I think that the tools are in place, injuries and keeping everybody healthy. Every team has to worry about that. How you're able to get the plug and play and put the next guy in, I think that's all a part of the equation, John. But the Falcons, as good as anybody in the league, in my opinion, have answered the biggest problems and questions that they've had. Who's going to be our coach? Remember what it was like when they walked off the field against New Orleans, how we felt, how horrible that season ended with the debacle down there in Swamp Country at their Superdome. It was ridiculous. It's got to get better. Well, I think it has. You've changed the coach. You've brought in quarterbacks. You've brought in defensive pressure. You've brought all pros in. You've managed the cap. You've moved people around. Great time to be a Falcon fan right now. Absolutely. You get a healthy Grady Jarrett back. David Omanyata, who was injured for quite a few games. You've got a defensive front that can match just about anybody in the league. I know there's some fans out there that might disagree and go, they haven't done anything yet. You're right. But you put the potential of those guys together, this could be a very magical year for the Falcons. So I'm thrilled and excited for it. Yeah, always a little bit nervous about who we're going to play and, you know, how well we'll do. But I think it's a great, great time. One of the three or four best in the entire history of the organization. Good team, and excited to see him play. We'll be talking about it Sunday morning.
Look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, Harper. It's going to be a lot of fun as the Falcons take on the Steelers in the home opener. Thanks for taking a few minutes here. Do appreciate it. Enjoy your Labor Day, too, by the way, my friend.
Yep, yep. What are you cooking? Your brisket today?
No, I got to work till 2 o'clock. I don't have time for a brisket. I mean, just throw some burgers on the grill. That's it.
Yeah, burgers. That's pretty much what I'll be doing, too. Yeah, I got to feed the whole family and their friends. Yeah, it'll be a busy day. Anyways, thank you for having me on, John, and look forward to it. It's going to be a great season, and we get to talk about it for 17 weeks. It's amazing.
Yep, it'll be fun. Thanks, Harper LaBelle. All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get John Foy, get the strong arm. All right, when we get back in a moment, we open up the phone lines. It is a Labor Day, 404-726-0929. You know the big questions that are out there. I'll throw the third question in there. Well, all three are actually kind of out there already. How worried are you about the Atlanta Braves making the playoffs here? That's number one, coming off that loss last night. NFL being wide open. Do you think the NFL is wide open, or do you think, it's a big four and that's about it? And how are you feeling? I want to check your pulse on the Falcons this year. You excited? You nervous? You cautious? What are you thinking? It's game week for the Atlanta Falcons. All next with John Fricke on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.